6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock, and it's Thursday, February 17, 2022. Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad that you have decided to come aboard and listen to us live. That's right. We are here live. If you are listening and it's 11:06 Central Time in your area or any equivalent thereof on the East Coast or the West Coast or Mountain Time, whichever the case may be, if you hear the sound of my voice and you hear the date, February 17, 2022, you are welcome to call us up at 844-769-2944, especially if you have a prayer request, because that's numero uno on my book, because the Almighty is numero uno in my book. Winnie in Ohio had just had hip replacement surgery, and we want to send prayers out for her, as well as Gloria's husband, who is currently in the hospital and needs your support as well. And also Nora's brother, Jim Martin, who is still in a coma in an Ohio hospital. And we passed that information along from one of our callers yesterday that, you know, they still hear you. So talk to them. That's a good thing to know. And we appreciate all of your input and your prayers. We lift that up to you in his name. Amen. 10% off the Power Mall this week on Silver Botanicals, Good Health Naturally products, and North American Urban Spice products. Still doing our closeout, 30% off of Essential Digestive Plus and 20% off Grown by Nature Iron and Molybdenum. There I go again. That's a tongue twister, that chemical. It is part of our, chemical makeup. But they have renatured 60-count caps, 20% off, while supplies last. And we've got the Power Silver, 1 ounce Nano Silver on sale. You buy one, get one free, while supplies last, in addition to the Tranquil BOGO. That's also going on. And, of course, for those of you who want to become team members, that is available. You can look at the email blast that we send you. It's got all the information on there, depending on what level, one, two, or three, that you want to support us at. We appreciate that. It'll get you discounts the higher up you go at thepowermall.com when you place an online order. Plus, you get access to Joyce Riley's archive vault if you're supporting us at $25 a month. We appreciate that. You know, we're going to get you that news and information as quickly as we can. Support at thepowerhour.com is our support line up until the 24th, which is not too far away, 7 days away. We're still on frequency 6.160, and a lot of whether we stay there or not for live stream showtimes depends on your input. So if you're listening to us on that frequency as we're streaming live on 6.160 shortwave, you can call 877-817-9829, select option 2, or email the support at thepowerhour.com. Let us know what you think. Is it staticky? Is it fuzzy? Are you hearing somebody else's program? Tell us what you think. We value your input, especially if you are a level 1, 2, or 3 Power Hour support member. And we appreciate that. Don't have to be a member to give us feedback. We appreciate it anyway. At the top of next hour, we are going to be talking to Robert Redfern. And this gentleman is... got it all together. We're going to be talking about product information here on the show. And, you know, we do this just because we talk about vitamins and stuff like that, the Good Health Naturally products. That's what we're going to be focusing on today. We're going to be talking about the various vitamins and get his take on what's going on. He is a broadcaster also, so it's going to be good. We get to hear the radio voice. That's all we need, right? Two radio voices? No, we're here to educate. That's the whole idea, folks. That's what we do. And there are some folks out there that have been paying very close attention to David Martin. He is a doctor. He has a corporation set up that basically goes out and does insane amounts of research into things that are happening in the world today, especially into patents. We gave you a website, timetofreeamerica.com. That was on Clay Clark's interview the other day, and where I did get an invite to go to Myrtle Beach. I am slated to go there. We are working out the details right now. I'm going to speak on stage on the same platform Eric Trump and General Michael Flynn are speaking. So they get to hear my take on left-wing media, since I am a card-carrying journalist. and all the things that I see wrong with it, among other things. At present, we are in a spiritual war. There are people out there that are not working for the Almighty, working for the opposite end of things. They want to control everyone's life. They want to murder as many people as possible. And no matter, you know, how much you believe, you're still faced with it because you're still alive and living in hell, which is what this is. Hell on earth. And unfortunately, not all the news that we hear, and believe it or not, I've won awards, national and state news awards from Associated Press broadcasters. And that and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. And David Martin, on the video that we are posting, he is urging people to listen to this particular update because he is challenging an Associated Press reporter named Swenson. And she apparently does not want to report the truth. This is typical when you get into situations where the major news networks are all left-wing and promoting misinformation, disinformation, demonization. And this is what they do. They're famous for it. And Associated Press, sadly, is part of that network. A lot of them belong to the Council on Foreign Relations. And David Martin's latest video, which I've been trying to do some background research on because I'm trying to find the patents that we're talking about here in this, showing that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is making a puttload of money from Pfizer and Moderna for every shot that gets administered in his country. This is why he is incentivizing the jab and that everybody must get one, because if everybody in the country got one, he would be a very rich man. He doesn't want you to know that, and David Martin has exposed it. So this is why we have mandates in place in Canada, because he's got a monopoly, Trudeau does, on all of this. And if people knew the truth, they would find where Justin Trudeau is living and give him the Mussolini treatment. And we all know what that was, you history buffs. Trudeau is an evil man. And they all come to an untimely end at some point in their life. He's also looking for lawsuits to be forthcoming. David Martin is. I've interviewed him on my Florida radio show. And this was way back when he was saying that this is nothing more than a eugenics plan to eliminate as many people as possible. That video is going to be posted online this morning. So those of you listening live can go look for it. It's only 24 minutes and some seconds long, and you should read this. Clay Clark, as a matter of fact, is on that video. And so there's a kind of an update. Clay comes in and basically tells David Martin to take it away, and David takes it away and shows you what this AP reporter was trying to insinuate, that David Martin was putting out misinformation. So he's the one that basically is the one that's exposing all this. And of course, they don't like that. Mainstream media does not like that. So when you have stuff like this going on, and this reminds me of some things that were said yesterday by Joachim Hagopian on our broadcast. He was talking about the fact that there are certain issues with the scenario of these jabs. And we're talking about the patents here. The patents basically are and cannot be infringed upon. If patents get infringed upon, let me give you a classic example. Monsanto. You remember a few years back when Monsanto was going after rural farmers whose land was adjacent to Monsanto's GMO crops, and the GMO seedlings spread onto the farmer's land. Immediately, Monsanto came out, tested the area, discovered the seedlings had migrated onto the farmer's land and immediately filed a lawsuit to foreclose on the farmer's land for what? Patent and trademark infringement. And they got away with it. They were taking farmers' land away from them because their seeds migrated over onto their land and were starting to grow GMO crops. All right, now let's take that same trademark and patent infringement and apply it to the jab everybody just got. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, they all have patents on these drugs. And the government basically made a deal with them. Let's make a deal. That's right. And you don't get to decide what's behind door number three. You don't get to trade the jab. Once you got the jab, guess what? The potential for any one of these drug kingpin manufacturers, Big Pharma, Moderna last year, $17.5 billion in earnings, all paid for with your tax dollars. And guess what else? What's to stop them from coming to your door and saying, we own you because you have our patent inside of you? I mean, if Monsanto can come in and hit you up with and steal your land because their GMO seeds are on your property, what's to stop Moderna, Pfizer, and all these other druggies from coming in and coming after you and saying, we own you? We own you. We own your property. You are transhuman. You belong to us because you have our injections in your system. I say let them come. You will meet an untimely end. There aren't enough people in this world to enforce, unless they bring in UN troops. There are not enough people in this world to come into America and enforce this, knowing how many gun owners we have. Because if they come and they start maintaining that they own you because the jab was there, remember one thing. You did not, those of you who took the jab or know people who have, you did not get informed consent, even though their patents are published. The documents, you were told that these jabs were safe and effective, yet there wasn't anything on the documents revealing the nanotechnology, which means even if the SEC had all these patent filings and the Office of Patents and Trademarks, USPTO, had all of these filings, and SEC.gov had all of these filings, which Dr. David Martin has researched and brought out on my show, the scenario becomes the fact that if you do have this jab in you, what is to stop these people from coming in and saying, you have our technology inside of you, now we own it, you've infringed on our property, we're going to take you to court and we're going to sue you as part of a class action against all consumers, because remember, they got your names and numbers. They know where you live. You filled out the forms. You waived your rights. You did. When you went to the grocery store, the drugstore, the clinics, the test sites, wherever you went to get the jab, for those of you who had it, this is one of the reasons why you should not take the jab or the test, because those PCR tests are also patented. And they come from China. Now, what does that tell you? You want some Chinese in a powder blue helmet showing up at your door? And I'm not trying to fearmonger here. I'm trying to explain this is how the law works. Our corrupt courts have ruled time and again for the kingpins that make these drugs and these products that are out there, even if they're carcinogenic. It doesn't matter. If the seedlings spread on your property, like the drugs spread through your system, what is to stop them from coming forward and committing the heinous act of trying to seize your person? To me, it amounts to kidnapping. But then they say, well, but you have our product in your system, and all we need is a little blood test to show that it's replicated itself, that it's in various parts of your body. We'll do a little body scan here and see. Can you imagine getting an MRI when you have all that magnetic hydrogel in your system? You realize that if you get in an MRI, your brain could explode? These are potential side effects, folks. Graphene oxide is metallic. All of this crap they injected into your system has the potential to kill you one way or another. It's the devil's work. That's why I'm saying we are in a spiritual war right now. Because if you look at the analysis, I mean, it's pretty damn clear. And I speak this spiritually, because religion is man's added value. He's putting his own, inserting his own value system into the equation. Spiritualism is your connection to the Almighty. Yahweh. That's your connection. Your spiritual connection obviously came into your mind, imparted wisdom, saying, I don't think it's a good time or a good thing for you to take that jab. There is a reason why you were inspired. If you did not get it, you are unvaccinated. They haven't even got so far as to stick a swab up your nose and leave some of that residue in the back of your nasopharyngeal cavity. It has that hydrogel on it, too, and graphene oxide, folks. Antifreeze, they had to do something to keep that stuff on the swab inert until it hit your warm skin in the back of your nasopharynx. If you've not had so much of a test or a jab, then you are one of the lucky ones, because nobody's going to come to your door and claim that you are now their transhuman property. This is what I foresee. I prayed before I went on the show that God would impart wisdom in my conversation with you this morning, that I would say what comes out of my mouth is from Him. His blessings are bestowed upon me on a daily basis. I pray for the safety and sanctity of every household in America. And it's one of these things where we all have to keep doing that, because we were founded on constitutional principles. In God we trust, one nation under God. We were founded because we came here, our forefathers came here because of religious persecution. And religious persecution, by the way, in Finland could be a harbinger for other democracies. A court in Finland is hearing final arguments this week in the prosecution of a member of their own parliament and a Lutheran bishop for what? Expressing opposition to same-sex marriage? These two people have been charged under Finland's ethnic agitation law. Oh my God, you frustrated and upset people. The member of parliament is a medical doctor and the former interior minister and Lutheran bishop, Juhana Pohjola. Each of them faces 2 years in prison if they're convicted. Andrew Brunson, an American pastor who was imprisoned in Turkey for about 2 years, traveled to Finland on behalf of the Family Research Council, an educational institute focused on traditional values, for his input for closing arguments that wrapped up Tuesday. Brunson brought over 14,000 pledged prayer requests for the two defendants, according to what FRC president told the Daily Signal, adding the Finnish court likely would issue a decision in early March. And all they did was speak out on the purposes of the Bible and what marriage is about. It's about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, okay? But you see, this is how man's religion is coming into, and their value systems are being distorted. You see, and this is a problem with religion. It opens doors that shouldn't be opened. And I'm talking about Satan. It is so easy for man to be tempted by Satan. And you've heard the old saying, oh yeah, we go to church on Sunday so we can go sin all week, right? We get holy on Sunday, we sin all week. Yeah, we're saying, like the comedian Dale Jones said, I watched him one night perform on stage, and he goes, yep. He goes, see, there's a difference between religion and spiritual. Religion is another word for snooze button. And he proceeded to demonstrate how the alarm goes off on Sunday morning for you to get up and go to church, and you see him smacking the snooze button saying, spiritual. So, you know, you got to get that visual, and you understand that, again, this is how man's value systems get inserted into the political theater. And speaking of which, two-time Olympic bronze medalist and current coach of the Latvians men's Luge team, Martins Rubenis, took the opportunity to express his disdain over the Chinese regime hosting the Games. In his interview with Latvian media hours after his team competed on Sunday in the Winter Olympics, and basically described what was going on in Beijing as political theater. He told of his team turning on the TV in the evening only to see Tiananmen Square on one of the channels with a picture of Mao and the Olympic rings on the corner. That's political theater, folks. When they first arrived and disembarked from the plane, they were met with people dressed in white protective suits who may have been told the international athletes were bringing another plague. Oh, this is like the pot calling the kettle black again, folks, because we know where this plague that we're currently experiencing in the United States, it's a bioweapon. We know where that came from. I don't think there's any doubt in your mind. Al Jazeera, which is kind of odd that we would go to Al Jazeera for information, is basically declaring through NATO Secretary General, who is voicing concern that Russia may be attempting to stage a pretext, like a false flag attack, so that they have an excuse to go into Ukraine. This, of course, is not going to stop, because when you have these big provocations and you have Motor Mouth at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old spewing his diatribe in the media and tainting people, they are just wanting to advocate and get us into another war. This is crazy. Picking a fight with Russia, even if it's Cold War, is sheer stupidity. And in the meantime, the U.S. is reportedly considering its response after Moscow showed senior diplomat Bartel Gorman the door. That's right. RT, which is a Russian-based news service, has expelled a top U.S. diplomat serving in the embassy in Moscow. Bart Gorman, he's been serving as deputy ambassador, was asked to leave the country. And so Washington now, tit for tat. Ah, let's see which one of their guys we can kick out. You see, this is how things get started, folks. You need to be calling your congresspeople and waging holy war on them. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, leaving you with that thought about those patents and who actually owns you. You child of God or not, now's the time to profess your spirituality. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We will be back with more news and information after the break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
After the hour of 11 o'clock, this is Thursday, February 17, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. 844-769-2944 is our number if you want to chime in. We are open this hour. I mean, the phone lines are open. So what's stopping you? I know there's something motivated you. I also wanted to let those who are out there praying for Jim Martin that his sister Nora is with him and is talking to him as suggested. Just to let you know that we just got word. So thank you for lifting him up in the prayers because he's still in his coma. We go back to the world news here. RT is also reporting because we talked to you before the break about tit for tat expelling diplomats. I mean, this is how stuff gets started, is because Russia kicks one of our people out. We got to kick one of their people out. I mean, this is rather childish, don't you think? And we elected these people who appointed all these diplomats. Wow. What have we wrought? Czech President Milo Zeman lashed out at the U.S. intelligence community for their claim that Russia would invade Ukraine, which has so far failed to materialize, adding to the track record of making wrong predictions about crucial events. And this, of course, he splashed out in an interview in newspaper MFDNS on Thursday. And he said he compared the Russian invasion reports to claims about Iraq having nuclear weapons and Kabul wouldn't fall to the Taliban. Yeah, we all know what happened there, right? Yeah, that's the craziness of it. Tit for tat. John in Michigan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
I've called because of a few days ago people were talking about, or at least one of the callers called in about the Constitutional Convention nonsense. And I wanted to run a couple of things by you and by the public out there.
Sure.
The very most important thing that we have to understand is that we live in a republic, and I don't think people even understand what that means. I mean, there's a lot of stories on there, a lot of thought processes, but what the republic means is that we, the people, are in charge. And it's been proven time and time again by Supreme Court decisions that we are the sovereign and that we are in charge. And one of the court cases that I talk about, by the way, I sent you a letter, I don't know if you got, or an email, I don't know if you got it yet or had a chance to look at it, but one of the court cases that I spoke about was Norton versus Shelby County, which was an 1886 case. And that what that case basically said is that an unconstitutional act is not a law. It goes further on to say that that unconstitutional act creates no duties, affords no protection, and it is as if it had never been passed. And what basically this whole Supreme Court case says is that if it is not in the Constitution, then it doesn't exist. So now go back to the Constitution and look up and see if you can find things like the FBI or the CIA or the IRS. Those organizations or acts do not exist in the Constitution. And
correct.
Therefore, according to Norton versus Shelby County, which was a 9-0 decision, said they don't exist.
Right.
And
you want
so
my
what
take
happens,
on that?
Go ahead. Well,
yeah,
I know
you've opened up a Pandora's box, and I want to contribute to the conversation here. this is the whole scenario with this when you open up the conversation. Because, see, the thing is when they became an incorporation, the United States established an Article I administrative court, which is what all of these courts are administrative Article I. All of the branches of government that are now currently in process that work outside the Constitution of the United States are all Article I administrative forums. Would you agree with that?
Technically, yes, but really no. Because the Constitution cannot be changed or adjusted, or rules cannot be, or laws cannot be put against the Constitution to change the structure and or the intent of the Constitution. So,
correct.
Yes, if you want to believe that you live in a corporate world, then you live in a corporate world. But I'm going to tell you, I've been in court many times. And I have brought in the Republic or declared the Republic, and many judges have dismissed my cases because they do not want to talk the Republic.
Right, right. Are we talking about traffic tickets and stuff like that?
We're talking about traffic tickets. We're talking about other tickets from local government organizations. I'm trying to think of the name.
John, let me ask you a question. Oh, yeah, the code, the building code enforcement. Now, let me ask you another question. When you did this, did they keep your case up until the very end when nobody else was in the courtroom?
Of course.
you know why they did that, because they didn't. They didn't want you educating everybody else in the courtroom. That is a fact. There's another little thing that, as a matter of fact, was in Sheriff Richard Mack's book. The federal government may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program. That's from New York versus U.S., and it was quoted in the Mack Prince versus USA case where they defeated the Brady Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, it's an interesting thing because, you know, they cannot. Under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, subvert the rights of American citizens. That's just
right.
The way it is. And the only way that they give up rights, John, like you just pointed out, in declaring the Republic, and you probably were asking whether or not you were going to be deprived of life, liberty, and property, and they had to admit that you were in a quasi-criminal venue. So that's the one thing this is so funny. Because it's funny you should mention it, because a friend of mine who's a paralegal in Nebraska actually won a whole lot of honor and respect from one of the judges, so much so that he later dated the judge's daughter. And the judge actually liked him. He actually liked him because of the fact the guy talked the truth. And the judge, you know, always waited until the very last case to call up him because he didn't want him educating the entire courtroom, which I thought was just hysterical. And see, when you get popular, John, like I'm sure you are with all the court judges around there, it's very difficult to plead not guilty and go into court and pull some of the shenanigans that I've seen some of these attorneys pull with trying to identify the subject, because they probably are very well aware of who you are.
Oh, they are. That they are.
Well, I appreciate
that. And we're working
that
on the federal level now.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, pray tell. We'll find out about that in the future. But anyway, that's good news to know, and I'm glad you're paying attention to what's going on in the system and speaking out. And that's the beauty of this, is that we have the opportunity to go into court and actually defend ourselves in either pro se, pro per, or sui juris. And I understand that the media and everybody else will, of course, blast you when you attempt to assert your rights like that in a court of law. And especially when you go and you walk into court and you refuse to enter the inner sanctum of the judge, the inner temple of the judge. I know people that have stood outside of those gates and actually talked very loudly at the court and saying, I'm not going to come in there because if I do, would you have jurisdiction over me?
That's the interesting part about it. I want them to think that they have jurisdiction, because first of all, we're in two types of battles right now. One is the Republic, and the other is the civil action jurisdiction. The civil action jurisdiction was established in 1933 by the Supreme Court, but the civil action jurisdiction was established by statute, and you can't change the Constitution by statute, and they know it. And we know it, or at least I know it. Most people don't know it. So when you walk into court and you're in a civil action jurisdiction, you're in their jurisdiction. You play by their game. But I go into court with my documents at the very beginning. I plead the Republic. I go through all Norton versus Shelby County. Downs versus Bidwell, all these court cases, and I lay my complaint or my document is generally 18 to 20 pages long, and 90% or 50% of it is pleading the Republic. And then at the end of that, I bring forth the questions to the opposing party. You know, you got to answer these questions. And they can't. They can't answer those questions because they have to do with the Republic. And they can't, the minute they answer one of them, they lose.
That's
so,
right.
So a very interesting situation. But I've had,
it is.
I've walked into one of the courtrooms in one of the cities. I won't mention unless you tell me to. But those two judges disqualified themselves from listening to a case that was brought against me.
Told me to go home. Interesting. I love it. Thanks for the tip, John. We appreciate your call. Everybody's lining up now. They're in the queue, so we're going to have to let you go. But thanks for all that. Tom in Michigan, how are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I was going to talk about maybe people are interested in how much trouble the Republic is really in. And
I think we already know,
basically,
Tom.
Constitutionally. I don't know, or maybe they don't want to hear it, but I was just going to read this from a Supreme Court case called Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust. This is the second time that they heard it. This is the 158 U.S. 601 at 621, and I'm going to read this. It says, no state shall, by amendment, be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate without its consent. Okay? That, I think the solid gold in there is by amendment, and it confirms, you know, the last sentence of Article 5 of the Constitution. Now, when you make an amendment that basically changes the definition of Senate, you know, that's a fraud, and it can't stand, you know, because it changed the language, not the substance of the law itself. You know, the
right.
Problem is, like your last caller was talking about the Shelby, and I read in Amgur on unconstitutional. It basically said that, you know, an unconstitutional law purports to settle as if it never was. You know, all fines have to be returned, and anybody in prison or locked up would have to be let out once that court determines that statute is unconstitutional. So, you know, I mean, legally, I don't think we've had a constitutional federal law for the past over 100 years. So if we want our republic back, we got to, just basically open up all the federal prisons. Is that right?
Let me ask you this, Tom. Are you against or in favor of a constitutional convention under Article 5? Because you mentioned Article 5, and that's what
convention.
I had to ask. I'm going to ask you that. You are in favor or not?
I'm against.
Okay, your vote is taken. I got to take another call here because this is George in Canada. George, is this George Freund?
The one and only.
My good buddy, how are you, sir? What's going on up in the land of the frozen? Speaking of bank accounts.
We're in a war with evil. And one of the big things about all our politicians, if you remember a great old cartoon where a certain character would hold up a sign that goes, I never studied law. And that's about the only answer you get from politicians south of the border and north of the border where I am. They don't study war. What they do is they study von Clausewitz and The Art of War by Sun Tzu, that might makes right, and they force change upon us. You were talking about the Supreme Court decisions and such. There has been one in 2013 about DNA, and the Supreme Court decided back then unanimously that a company called Myriad Genetics in Utah could not patent natural DNA, but if it has been changed or altered, it can. So people who take the jab have their DNA altered, and you are quite correct. When you get the new genes, they are patentable. And they can pretty much move to say, I own you, and you are mine. And that's pretty much why we're being ruled by mandate and these things. They're taking liberties already to say that we are their slaves. and this is intolerable. Most people have absolutely no idea what's been put in their body, and they have no idea what the legal ramifications are. The few of us that remain, well, it's probably going to be difficult for us, but we have to stand firm because ultimately what's in this thing, in my opinion, is the scriptural mark of the beast system. And the evil one is trying to take over our entire world and existence, and we have to stand in the path of that and prevent that from happening. Some will fall, some will stand, and some will scurry away like little bunnies, but that's what we have to do. I know there's a lot of interest in some of the things I talked about. I did play Dr. Martin's interview on a vaccine website in total over four or five shows last year. And it's, you know, he's just absolutely stunning. He's a great researcher, a great speaker.
Oh, yes.
He lays the cards on the table, and I love him. But I came across a show this morning that threw me for a loop because it supports a lot of the things I've been investigating and researching. It's the equivalent of your 60 Minutes at 60 Minutes Australia show that's called Under Investigation. And they have just done their most recent show, and it's all about what the United States pilots have seen in the skies. And they interview many of these pilots, some scientists, and it is just absolutely stunning. I posted it on my website, conspiracy-cafe, if people want to watch it. It is an amazing interview with all these pilots, and they show the pictures from these fighter planes about what they saw, which is even more stunning. One that I didn't know about before was a cube inside some kind of ball. And if you're a Star Trekkie, you always know where the cube came from. It was the Borg. And these pilots are all credible, decent Americans who stood firm under terrible circumstances and pressure, just like our veterans are in Ottawa, standing firm under terrible pressure about this. They're not going to back down. There's reports now that they're bringing in a weapon to go after these people. And this is going to be the long-range acoustic device. And as a joke, I would just say Trudeau probably didn't get it from American law enforcement when they were flying it into CFB Trenton to deploy on the protesters. He probably got the one that's in Havana, Cuba, that they've been blasting the American embassy with for some period of time. And that's where he's getting his toy from. But that's just me being facetious. But these people are just doggedly evil. They're trying to capture and take over our whole world in existence and enslave us all. This is the time where we stand firm on our faith, our constitutions, and our understandings of freedom, and we yield not an inch to these swine until the day is done that they receive the justice that is proportional to the crimes. And Dr. Martin, I guess, will be a big, big believer in that. I also came across a Canadian naval pilot, or pardon me, Canadian pilot. We don't have many naval pilots, but he's a 32-year veteran, and I posted his interview speaking about what he stood for, what veterans stand for, and why we just cannot give up the fight for our freedoms that have been extrapolated in combat and difficulties all through our history. Many times we were allies in these wars, and we have to stand firm. We cannot give up. Our American brothers, our Canadian brothers, European brothers, we're all getting a good kick from something that our politicians have all knuckled under to. One person who was working for Levi Strauss as an executive, as I understand it, she was offered a $1 million bounty to not speak about anything about masks or things that are going on in the schools.
Correct.
And to her credit, God bless her, she refused.
Yep, we talked
and,
about that.
And she wouldn't take it.
That's right.
So that's what you got to do. And what you have to understand is every one of these other swine took the cash. And that's why they're doing what they do. There's no other option. There was a line in the sand. Some took the cash and a few stood firm. So when you hear their stories or whatever, it's all lies paid for, bought and paid for. Trudeau bought and paid for the media, $600 million to control that. I also have a video of a Global News producer who was fired because she refused to lie anymore. And it's quite an emotional thing. You know, she's probably in her 40s or something like that at a protest in British Columbia. Just to tell you what's really going on the dark side that doesn't happen at Power Hour. And that's why Power Hour is so important, because it's a free speech platform, but it's also devoted to principles that we can believe in. Faith, a republic, a constitution, and freedom. The ultimate F word to these globalists is freedom. And it's just funny how some of the veterans and former police talk about, you know, riots at the G7 conference in Ottawa, turning over cars, starting fires, breaking windows, and such like that. There's no emergency laws. But you say the F word, freedom, they come out of the woodwork for you. So that's God, right. Bless you. God bless freedom. God bless the Power Hour. And we will win this fight, mostly because
I appreciate that.
We have someone on our side.
We do. We have God on our side. And thank you, George Freund, up in Canada, our former show host that on occasion might fill in. We never know. We just have to ask. George is always willing to contribute. It's always good to have you on the show, sir. We appreciate you. And God bless you, too, and keep you safe. Because right now, they are doing all sorts of garbage up there. We've got several stories coming out of Activist Post, Zero Hedge, Breitbart. Everybody is getting crazy over this whole thing. Not only are we allowing Trudeau to declare dictatorial powers, invoking wartime powers, labeling peaceful protesters as terrorists, claiming they're carrying out an illegal occupation. Now he wants to seize their assets without due process. And he wants the banks and the military to do their bidding. You know, we talked to you about yesterday about the Ottawa police chief when he was told to, you know, pony up and do his job. He walked off the job. And you see, this is the thing. You still have Canada's Justice Minister, David Lametti. He's out there telling a reporter anybody who donated money to the convoy should be worried about having their bank accounts frozen. Wait a minute. There's a lot of people in the United States that are donating money to this cause. What are they going to come across the U.S. border from Canada into the United States and try and freeze assets here? I'm thinking that there's going to be a real legal problem there. And, of course, Biden is, of course, ignoring all of this. You know, that's what they do. He encourages Trudeau to act like a dictator. So what does Trudeau do? Takes money from Big Pharma and acts like a dictator. That's what David Martin's video is all about. We want you to watch that. Extremely important. And days after Trudeau said he would invoke emergency orders, five major Canadian banks went offline on Wednesday night as customers reported their funds were unavailable, according to the technology website Bleeping Computer. See, they've already started it. And so here it is. Royal Bank of Canada, Bank of Montreal, Scotiabank, TD Bank Canada, and the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce all hit with unexplainable outages on Wednesday evening. Users began reporting issues with banks around, let's see, it would be 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern time, down detector data showed. Canadian Twitter users reported they couldn't get their funds from the ATMs. One user took a photo of an error message of one of RBC's ATMs that read, "Tap transactions aren't available for this card." Royal Bank of Canada tweeted, "We're currently experiencing technical issues with our online and mobile banking, as well as our phone systems. Trying to get it fixed as quickly as possible." And here's the thing, whether they were hacked and shut down or whatever the case may be, this is days after Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act, there is an anticipated bank run in the offing. Now, can you imagine lines of people, Canadians, going to these five banks I just read to you on the radio and walking in and saying, "I want my money, I want it all out of there right now," and drawing all their money out of these banks. These banks do not carry enough surplus funds because, like the United States, they operate on a fractionalized system. The whole world is operating on that, thanks to the IMF and the stupidity of Woodrow Wilson allowing these cartels in here in the first place. The New Zealand Defense Force warned yesterday it was poised to deploy Defense Force assets to Wellington to disband an anti-coronavirus vaccine mandate protest going on near the Parliament building after the rally pushed into its ninth consecutive day. So now they're going to bring in the military. But these people are not showing up armed. Yet these people that are showing up to allegedly break up their operation are armed. How do you think that's going to play out? This is the thing, folks. You know, when they come and they take all your weapons, and then they do something asinine and moronic like this, and you speak up and you say the word freedom, like George was just expressing, you drop that F-bomb, freedom, they don't like it. Oh, you can't have your freedom. We're not ready to let go of our power grab. I mean, this is exactly what's going on right now. Except in Austria, all of a sudden, do you remember they were basically locking down all of the unvaccinated? Complete U-turn. I mean, we're talking seismic U-turn in policy. Austria's going to be relaxing all the corona apartheid rules, targeting the nation's unvaccinated, despite having previously promised to keep them all in perpetual lockdown because they don't want to take the jab. Look like that's going to change here pretty quick. Looks like everything is to be all but abolished on March 5, according to what they're saying. And, of course, now the United States leaders are getting involved. And, of course, we knew after John Durham released his findings about who spied on the Trump campaign in 2016, Hillary Clinton would come out and formally deny the claims. Her campaign didn't do that. What do you expect? She's all tweeting that Trump and Fox are trying to spin up a fake scandal. Whatever. You know, this is going to play out, folks, no matter what. Doesn't matter. The indictments will happen. And if it goes all the way up the chain and Hillary gets prosecuted, so be it. What can I say? Robert Redfern is going to be joining us at the top of the hour after our break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning. We appreciate that. We'll give you an opportunity in the back half of the next hour to do that. Once again, Robert Redfern will be joining us after the break. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.